Good afternoon. You're tuned into the KHSU homepage. And in the studio with me today, I have Executive Director Sherry Raisler. She's with Society for the Blind in Sacramento. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Good afternoon, Katie. It's good to be here.
And also in the studio with us today is Joan Sickens. She's the Executive Director of Reading Service of the Redwoods. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie.
Thanks for joining me in the studio today. Reading Service of the Redwoods is going through a growing transition here in Humboldt County. Joan, can you tell the listeners a little bit about this?
Just a little background, Katie. The Reading Service of the Redwoods has been partnering with KHSU for many years now, probably back to 2007, when KHSU allowed us the opportunity to use your SCA or your subcarrier station, which gave us an opportunity to broadcast our readings of local newspapers for people who have difficulty reading print. So we've been doing that for several years, even more years before that. We've been an all-volunteer organization for about 15 years now. And as you know, at some point, people start retiring and actually the organization can kind of plateau. So we've done a lot and we're very proud of what we've done, but we've gotten to the point where we were hoping to institutionalize it and maybe let someone else take it on who can allow it to grow and to get more listeners and to expand our programming. And that's where Society for the Blind comes in. Because I had a wonderful phone call a few months ago with personnel from the society and found out that they would actually like to take on the reading service to help grow their program, which is pretty significant as it is, but they would be reaching people on the coast. And that's what's going on right now, Katie.
Thanks so much, Joan, for that overview. Now let's bring Sherry into the conversation.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us now how this is going to work and how it might differ, too. I want you both to talk about that. But how is this going to work with the transfer?
Sure. So Society for the Blind, as Joan mentioned, we have a telephone reader program called Access News. And so what we're able to do is bring reading services of the Redwoods into our Access News program. So when listeners call in, they can select, there's a phone tree, and they'll be able to select one of the items will be reading services for the Redwoods publications. So they'll continue to get all the same publications they've been listening to or hearing via your station up here. So what will be different is that the live broadcasts will end on December 31st, and the entire reading service of the Redwoods, as well as all the current content for Access News, will all be accessible via telephone. So you can call in on a cell phone, on a landline, some people dial in through their computers, and then you can select a news selection. You can select, pop culture, cooking, various faith-based publications, economics, you name it. So it'll be a nice way to increase the breadth of publications that listeners up in this area will have access to. So they'll basically have access to all of Northern California publications, as well as, Newsweek, National Geographic, People Magazine, things like that.
So that sounds much broader than what was offered before through Reading Service of the Redwoods, right?
We did have access to some publications through the International Association of Audio Information Services, and we downloaded some of their publications onto our broadcast, which is a 24-hour broadcast. However, that was limited to that within the 24 hours and the 7 days. Now people, as Sherry was saying, can get many more publications and on demand.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, one of the nice features that, again, we'll be adding for current listeners here is that, again, the service at Access News is 24/7, but we're also able to have about 100 different publications archived at any given time. So if there was an article in, say, Monday's local newspaper and somebody missed that, they can call into Access News and they can go back to that date and listen to that publication and get that article. So it's not a lost piece of information. It's still there.
Right. It's still there in the archives.
That's right.
since the technology has changed over the years, this makes it sounds like more accessible. You don't have to have our special radio, right?
You won't. So we will discontinue the radio broadcast at the end of the year. People have gotten used to their radios, and they have been really convenient because they can carry them around and listen to them. The difference is they would have to tune in to our live broadcast, which would be rebroadcast throughout the day and the night at different times. They would have to catch that when it was on the air. And so this way they can hear our broadcast in its entirety right now through accessing Access News through Society for the Blind.
And I think one of the things, you know, as we mentioned, they have to basically have that transistor radio with them at all times, which, again, could be somewhat cumbersome. And I think it also limited the number of folks who really had access to the reading service because they needed that device. With Access News at Society for the Blind, all you need is a telephone, and you can call in, and, again, you can get those publications. So I think it'll also make it easier for our listeners, some of whom are, you know, older or may have other secondary medical conditions that could make, you know, carrying a radio or something else a little bit more cumbersome.
Will there still be local readers?
Yes, thank you for asking that. We're going to keep all of our local readers, and they'll continue reading as they do and enjoying it. And then beyond January 1st, they will continue reading and enjoying it, but in a different way.
So then those will probably be recorded?
For a while, we'll be recording in the studio. Eventually, they might choose to record from home, which is something that a lot of people are surprised by, that we can put our content onto Access News from home.
And that's a way that many of our volunteers currently at Society for the Blind are remote volunteers. And again, it really allows folks, and even some of our current clients can read from home. So they might read in Braille, but they can read from home and record. And they love being able to, you know, give back. And so it's a wonderful way to incorporate both some of our current clients or former clients who then get to provide a service, you know, to others. And again, it isn't just for folks who have vision loss, but folks who have neurological challenges that make reading print challenging and difficult. This is a service that's available for them. And I think the other thing that I really value about keeping all the current volunteers is it's that local voice. People know those voices already. And there is something to be said when maybe you can't get out very much and you call in and you listen to a recording and you hear that warm voice you already know. And if they're recording current content, they'll know the flavor of the community. So sometimes some of our volunteer readers work in their humor, work in little things about the community that everybody, you know, kind of knows. And it keeps it more of a homey feel to it, and something that's different than, say, the digital recordings that are more of a computer-generated voice. This is, you know, really people-to-people sharing with each other, and that's what's so important.
So if people who are listening right now really want to contribute, as you said, they can record at home. How do they contact either both of you or, yeah?
So anyone who would like to, you know, new volunteers or even a new listener can either reach out to us by phone, and they can call Access News at 916-889-7519, or they can go to Society's website, which is www.societyfortheblind.org. There's a volunteer tab, and they can fill that out and indicate they want to be a reader for Access News.
Now, let's remind listeners, this is all integrating and taking effect when?
The transition, some of it is occurring now, so they can actually call Access News already and access content. But officially, Reading Service of the Redwoods will end its live broadcasting on December 31st. And as of January 1, 2017, the Reading Services of the Redwoods will be part of Access News at Society for the Blind.
And Sherry, I'm wondering, at your website, Society for the Blind in Sacramento, I see that there's other services that you offer. Will listeners here eventually be able to have that sort of access to what you do?
That's a great question, Katie. And in the time that I've been coming up here, I'm certainly hearing from a lot of folks that, you know, could we bring some of our other services from society? And so that is something that I'm currently looking into and talking with my staff. You know, there could be a need for the blindness education skills, cane travel, independent living skills, adaptive technology, and Braille. We also have a full service low vision clinic, which includes vision rehabilitation. And we're looking at some options that we might have a mobile low vision clinic van, which would probably be one of the first things we could do to enable us to come up here and even do some of that initial work, possibly starting a support group up here. So those are some of the things that, you know, we want to look at. We want to first make sure we do everything right with this transition and get that going, work on any kinks, and then start looking at other ways we might be able to offer more from Society for the Blind up here.
This sounds wonderful. I know that there's at least one group I know of, the Bumpers, I think, have a monthly meeting.
As a matter of fact, that very group, they didn't have that same name, but that was where we started, because I happened to be the one to go to the group and ask if anybody wanted anything read. And it was that group back then. The people unanimously said they missed their local newspapers. And that's how Reading Service of the Redwoods got started.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful, wonderful transition, and I can't think of anything negative about any of this transition at all.
And we're, you know, I'm just can say that Society for the Blind is, you know, honored and excited to be working with Joan and Reading Service of the Redwoods. And it really is, I think, commending Joan for the proactive way that she looked at this to say we need to preserve these services. And then partnering together, I think it's an example of nonprofits collaborating so that I think not only preserving but expanding this resource to a broader swath of Humboldt, Mendocino County, and the whole coastal area. So folks aren't isolated. Blindness, low vision can really isolate an individual, and being able to even call in and hear a live voice, hear about what's going on in your community, just gives people that sense of connection, and that is so, so important. So I think this is a great example of coming together and preserving a really important resource for our community.
Well, we're almost out of time. Can you give your contact and website again?
Sure. Society for the Blind's website is www.societyfortheblind.org. And if you'd like to listen, become a listener, and or a volunteer for Access News, please call us at 916-889-7519.
And I won't give our number because theirs will be the number people should call. As a matter of fact, any of our listeners should be calling their number to get set up with the new system.
Is there anything else you want to share with our audience?
You know, again, as has always been the case for both Reading Service of the Redwoods and Access News, is that this is completely free to listeners.
Yes.
So there is absolutely no cost to sign up. It's a free service funded through State of California Braille Library grant and private fundraising.
Well, it really sounds like this transition is a benefit for sight impaired or blind people in our community. Thank you so much for sharing all this information with us today, Joan Sickens and Sherry Raisler.
Thank you.
Thank you.